All right, we're recording and here we go. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Dropping Dimes, your 2 cents of basketball international edition. I'm your host, Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And via Zoom, I am joined by the Zen Master, Evans. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. It's been a basketball full week. I don't even know if that's a real word or not, but basketball is buzzing. There's a lot going on. You know, yeah. Preseason and everything, so we're going to get into it.
Why is it international this week? Because we're recording, I'm coming to you live from Mexico City. Rafael, I don't know where he is, honestly. I lost track of him. He's somewhere in the world. He's in Toronto or Vancouver. I don't know. But he'll be back next week. And Evans is coming live from Vancouver, from our headquarters in Vancouver. But like you said, it's been a basketball pack week. Thank goodness. I needed that, to be honest. I was getting a little bit bored. And we're going to get right into it. And then, you know, I'm going to tell you guys a little trip that I took here in Mexico City to a very cool place. But let's get just right into the matter. Let's talk about the WNBA Finals, where the series is tied 2-2 against the Connecticut Sun going against the Washington Mystics. Yesterday, the Connecticut Sun took the victory, I believe it was 92-86, against the Mystics.
That was actually a really good game.
It was. I just watched it.
Yeah. It was a 16-point comeback?
Yeah.
From Connecticut Sun at the half, and then the Mystics just somehow came back and took the lead, but luckily Connecticut Sun was able to hold on and even out the series. So we got an exciting series. We got, what, game five, a couple days?
It's tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow, Thursday, at 8 p.m. Eastern, so 5 p.m. Pacific. And, yeah, no, it was a really good game. I just watched the highlights. And sorry, the final score was 90-86 to Connecticut. It was a good rally because, you know, they started off hot. Then Washington came back, and mm-hmm. they were, to a degree, dominating the game. And then Connecticut came back from a 16-point deficit, like you mentioned, and took the game at home. So that was a big one. So
a big
game
win.
Game five will be played in Washington tomorrow. That's going to be exciting.
Definitely.
What's your prediction, Evans? Who do you think is going to be the champion?
Oh, man. I think the home team. It's been like back and forth. Yeah. I think the Mystics might actually take this one. I mean, Elena Delladonna was not like 100%, but she looked a lot better than she was in, I think, game three when she had major back problems.
Right. I'm also going for the Mystics. There was that one game, I think it was game three, where they won by like 20 points. And Elena had a hell of a game. So mm-hmm. I think the stage is set for her to just, you know, shine and have a fantastic game. She's the regular season MVP. If she has a great game tomorrow, she'll be the finals MVP most likely. So everything is set. I would be surprised if Kendrickson takes it, but, you know, they're a scrappy team. They've shown that a couple times already. And I wouldn't be surprised if they take it, but my money is, my virtual money and imaginary money is on the Washington Mystics.
Where the MVP is.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
All righty. Let's move on to talk about two teams that are going through the preseason. As we all know, the NBA preseason is happening as we speak, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the preseason game that is going to happen in Vancouver next week. Is it next week already? I'm losing track of time here.
Yeah. You're having too much fun out in Mexico, man.
Yeah, no kidding. But let's talk a little bit about the new look Lakers and the new look Rockets. Those have been, to me, two of the most impressive teams in preseason, which, you know, full disclosure, preseason means nothing because they're not playing at 100%, but the Lakers look strong, and the Rockets also looked scary, even though I think they dropped their game against the Raptors in Japan.
You're not being biased when you're talking about these Lakers, right? They are actually good. I did see some highlights, and I don't know. If they're not making the finals, it'd be a bit of a disappointment, to be honest.
I agree 100%. I mean, last year, the expectation was for them to make the playoffs, and it was a disappointing season that they didn't end up making the playoffs. Oh, yeah. But after seeing, you know, a few minutes of LeBron and AD. Yeah. Getting confused here. It's scary, really, what those two can do. And AD, I mean, last season, earlier in the season, he was in the talks for MVP already, and he said he's going out motivated. He wants to be the defensive player of the year. So,
oh, wow.
You know, I think that LeBron is going to hopefully take a step back in terms of being the number one option for the team, and he's going to let AD be the guy.
They're pretty stacked. I mean, I'm just looking down the roster right now, and it looks like they have another Antetokounmpo on the team as well now.
Yeah, Kostas. Antetokounmpo. Yeah.
Yeah, no idea. And even like additions like Avery Bradley, you know, yeah, known defensive stopper, and they still have Rajon Rondo. So yeah, I mean,
or Lakers, what's left of him?
Yeah, whatever's left of Rajon, and it looks like they even have a John Stockton's son.
We do?
David Stockton. Yeah.
Damn. Just, I didn't know that.
He might be a different Stockton, but I don't know.
I had no idea. Well, welcome to the team, David Stockton. Let's see if you can finish the season. But what about the Rockets? I mean, James Harden now with his new one-legged step back or sidestep three-pointer.
I can't wait to see that in action.
But I watched a few minutes of the game with him and playing with Russell Westbrook. I mean, James Harden looks, again, like he's going to be unstoppable. But Russell didn't have a fantastic game. It seems like he was trying to find his place in the court. That was my impression.
Is this the same game where I think I saw a stat line, but didn't he drop 47?
I'm talking about the one against the Raptors where I think he had 17 points.
Oh, okay.
Because, he had a really good game, and then he had an iffy one, which it was a little bit of what we saw of Westbrook last season, like struggling with his shooting and still averaging almost a triple-double. But, yeah, I mean, there is only one ball at all times.
Right.
And I think Russell recognizes that this is James Harden's team. But I don't know. I mean, I know they're super good friends, or it appears to be so. Do you think that they'll be able to coexist in Houston?
I mean, it depends on the role. I mean, I think it's still D'Antoni's still the coach, right?
Yeah.
So he likes that run and gun style. So I feel like, yeah, if they want to play that way, they definitely have the guy, right? Like Westbrook's a motor. Like, the guy doesn't stop. So
yeah,
if that's his way of playing, then, you know, I think it'll work well with Harden, because, I mean, Russell seems more like a slasher, and James can definitely shoot a better three, so they can space the floor and make things work out, I think.
Well, that's not good news for the Lakers, so I hope for the worst for the Rockets and for the Clippers as well. I haven't seen a single highlight of Clippers games. I don't even know when they start their preseason, but it should be coming.
How cool would that be if the Clippers and Lakers were, you know, in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, man. I would seriously consider going down to watch that.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I don't know. Tickets would be crazy expensive, but
It
would be one for the ages.
Around the city, yeah. The city would just be buzzing.
It would be amazing to see a seven-game series between LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kawhi, and Paul George.
Oh, man. That'd be sweet.
And it would be great for the Clippers, because it would be their first Western Conference Finals, because allow me to remind you, dear audience, that the Clippers have never made the Western Conference Finals. So, you're a joke of a team.
Until this year.
Don't at me. I still... The Clippers are the juvie team of the Lakers. Ooh. I said it.
I'm liking the rivalry already.
It's the water here. It makes me angrier, I think. All right. Well, we're going to keep tabs on the preseason. And, well, we're going to come back to talk about this, because we have that game next week in Vancouver. But let's quickly, and when I say quickly, let's really just touch the surface of an issue that is not only complicated, it's causing the NBA a major headache, which is the backlash from Daryl Morey's comments of the situation between China and Hong Kong. I don't want to get political. This is not the kind of podcast. What I'm amazed is, you know, obviously it is interesting from a social aspect, how everything is turning out. But there's fears now that, you know, we're recording this on Wednesday 9th. There's fears that tomorrow's game in China between the Lakers and the Nets is going to be canceled as part of the backlash, because there's a number of events that have been canceled. So I don't know. This one is really touchy.
It's definitely a touchy topic. And I mean, I just find it ironic that, you know, the Houston Rockets great Yao Ming is actually, you know, he's the one who propelled, you know, the game in China, but now he's dealing with, you know, cutting ties because as a president of, I think, CBA.
Yep, that's right.
Like, that's what's just happening right now.
Yeah, and it's kind of ironic as well that this happened with the Rockets, Yao Ming's former team.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the drama even better.
In a way, for sure, it does.
But yeah, I mean, it's not our intention to get political. We hope that everything gets sorted out so that we can all enjoy of this beautiful sport and of course the NBA. But we'll leave those conversations to the people that get paid and pay the players to get the show rolling.
And the moral of this Morey story is to be careful before you tweet.
Yeah. Watch out for social media. It can get you in some hot water, kids. So ask before you tweet, especially if you're part of an organization. That's the main takeaway. All right. Let's wrap it up. This is going to be a short one, but, you know, some good content. Let's wrap it up with what's going to be basically NBA week in Vancouver. The main event is going to be on October 17th, the preseason game between the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Clippers. So we'll see, just like when Kawhi joined Toronto, Vancouver was the first destination to see him in a Raptors jersey. We're not going to be the first destination to see him in a Clippers jersey, but one of the first few times where he'll play with his new team. How excited are you, Evans, to watch the game?
That's a good point, actually. I didn't realize that Kawhi would be the first, you know, Raptors and Clippers playing, you know, his first year. But
Kevin Durant, when he moved to the Warriors, Vancouver was the first stop.
You're right, actually. That's a good point. No, it's going to be super exciting because a big fan of the Mavs, you know, Luka Doncic and their squad right now. Definitely like what the Clippers have as well with their deep team, like Paul George and Lou Will. Yeah. It's going to be super exciting. I know a lot of local fans, you know, are excited to see NBA come once a year, so it should be good.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to see Luka Doncic live. I was even considering buying a Luka Doncic jersey. And
Do it, man.
And seeing of maybe, you know, getting a chance to, like, get there super early and potentially, in my wildest dreams, get it signed. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm excited to see Porzingis too, because, you know, he's been out and they're supposed to be a really good duo together. So
you're right. Yeah. It's going to be
Porzingis. You almost forget about him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, he was traded and then he didn't play a single game with the Mavs. So this is going to be one of his, one of the first games that he'll have in a Mavs jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be really exciting. And then, Adon, how do you think that the Vancouver crowd will react to seeing Kawhi in a Clippers jersey?
I think they'll applaud him. I think they appreciate what he did for the Raptors in Canada. So I think he'll have a pretty good ovation.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, we're pretty nice people over there in Canada, so we'll see. Yeah, I think he'll get an ovation as well. All right. There's a couple events actually happening around the game, which we'll be there, and if you see this, And well, if you recognize our voices, because we don't put out our faces out that often, feel free to say hi. We'll bring stickers and we'll be more than happy to give you one. But also, we're going to have the NBA gallery in Vancouver, yeah, in the Galveston area. It's going to be, you can register now to attend the event. It's free. There's no charge to attend.
Yeah. I think it's nbagallery.ca.
I believe so. Let me check real quick. And while I do that, there's going to be a couple artists featured. It's not going to be just one. But one of the main artists that is going to be featured is Andrew Bernstein, who has been the NBA photographer for decades. And he has iconic photos that, you know, you see those images and obviously you remember the game or the athlete. But, you know, we don't know that it's Andrew Bernstein. But everyone that attends is going to be able to check those out. And obviously enjoy the work that Andrew has been going for all this time. If there's any Kobe stans around listening, he's the guy that had all the images for the Mamba Mentality book. So if you have it, the guy that, or those photos, Andrew Bernstein took them.
Bring your book and get it signed.
Yeah, I don't know if I think he's going to be here, but I don't know if he's going to be available. But you know what? Sure. Why not? Bring your book and try to get it signed. Why not?
If you're a Lakers fan, you should be excited because I think he was their team photographer. And he's pretty much shot anyone from like Magic Johnson to LeBron James, right? So he's definitely been around since like 70s, 80s.
Yeah,
so
true.
A lot of his archive photos. So pretty,
you know what?
Excited to see that.
You convinced me. I'm going to take my book and I'll try to get it signed.
Yeah, you never know.
That's true. And to confirm,
you've been meeting a lot of people and celebrities. So
I'll touch on that real quick.
Touch on that.
But yeah, the website is nbagallery.ca. It's free for all ages from October 17th to October 20th. So register and go check it out. It's going to be really cool. It's a nice intersection between the art and the sport.
Don't want to miss it.
Absolutely not. And then the other event that is happening the day of the game, right before the game, is the celebration of the Grizzlies, basically. Where
25th year anniversary.
Yeah.
Basically, there's going to be a gathering, you know, just by the Rogers Arena here where the game is going to be played. Just trying to get some people out to, you know, commemorate what we used to have here as an NBA team. And yeah, just a little celebration before the game and celebrate the fact that the NBA is, you know, back once again.
Exactly. There's going to be a lot of people and it's going to be really cool because, you know, it's everyone that will be there will be basketball fans and obviously people that got a chance to see the Grizzlies. It's a nice way to celebrate them. The Grizzlies are going to be playing this season with that iconic teal jersey. So what better way to give them a shout out to our former team than to be there and celebrate the game, celebrate the Grizzlies and everything that we have. And who knows, you know, maybe we'll get a team back, which we always would like that, but you know, it never hurts to be part of a celebration and to obviously attend the game because that's going to be the main event.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good, fun, you know, Grizzlies gathering event and just to, you know, encourage people in the, you know, Vancouver, Lower Mainland area to come out. It'll be at 4:30 at the Roger Neilson statue at Rogers Arena. So if you're, you know, local and you want to come out and support and, you know, hang out with some local Grizzlies fans, then definitely make your way out.
Yeah, and we'll see you there as well because we'll be there basically since 8 a.m. doing a bunch of stuff. Well, not that early, actually, but we'll be there for the game.
It's a bit early.
Yeah, no, I take that back. We will be there for the game. Actually, just, you know, give us a shout out over Instagram and we'll meet inside the arena. That's going to be a lot easier.
Yes.
All right. Story time before we wrap it up. As you mentioned, Evs, I've been a bit of a celebrity these days back home.
You have.
I got a chance to visit ESPN here in Mexico, their studios. And man, what an absolutely amazing experience. I got to meet some of the journalists and anchors of SportsCenter, of some of the NFL shows here, some of the soccer shows here.
That's pretty cool.
Took photos of everything, obviously some Dropping Dimes photos. I talked to the few people here and there about the podcast, and they said they would check it out. I don't know if they were just being nice, but hopefully they'll do. So big, big shout out to Carolina Padron, one of the amazing sports journalists there and anchors of SportsCenter, and Fernando Tirado, the other host of SportsCenter and also sports journalist. He's the guy that covers the NBA mostly here in Mexico City. And he played basketball himself. So shout out to the two of them for being so nice and letting me take some photos in the studio with them. I'll post some of those in our Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Nice.
So if I don't come back and I get a job at ESPN, well, now you know where I am. But no, I'm coming back tomorrow, so it's all good.
You look like a natural, I'm telling you.
I kept telling everyone, this voice wasn't made just only for radio, right? I mean, look at this. I mean, for those of you listening.
Sign this man.
Or TSN, if you're listening, you know, just give us a shot. Just kidding. Just kidding. Not really, but we'll see. I think that's all we have for this week, Evs.
Yes, sir.
It was a quickie. Yeah, but a really good one. We'll be back next week because we're not only going to give you guys our our season preview for the upcoming NBA season. And then after that, make sure that you follow us because we're going to be posting live from the preseason game between the Mavericks and the Clippers. So, as usual, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at dropping.dimes, on Twitter at dropping_dimes1, facebook.com/dropping.dimes1, because be what the one that's not us, our website www.dropping-dimes.com. If you want to send us an email for some reason, contact at dropping-dimes.com. Wherever you're listening on your podcast, please rate us 5 stars or 10 or A+, whatever the rating system is, and leave us a review. We want to hear from you. What is it that you like about this podcast and what we should be talking about? Otherwise, we'll ask Rafael to, what can he do? He'll take away your tickets for the game. Because if you're listening to this, you're probably going to the game. He'll take away your tickets and you don't want that. So please rate us and review us. All right. This is the international crew of Dropping Dimes signing off. Thank you so much, Evs. Have a good night.
You too.
Peace out.
Peace.